Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are at Studio B, Monroeville, Bowser Chevrolet, Shelby Cassesi back in our Green Tree Studios. Good morning, Shelby. How's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you? It's very lonely up here in Green Tree without you guys.
Yeah, this is weird, but you sound great coming through.
So do you.
See, this is the wonderful power of Studio B. We're going to have, I've heard, maybe a guest that we haven't had on the station very often who could be in here in the coming weeks. And he could just come in and hit buttons, and all of a sudden the world gets to hear him. I don't want to say too much. Shelby, before we get your wonderful story on Trevor Katz, I shop at Gabriel Brothers, Marshall's, and Goodwill. Is that okay? Can you put together a good wardrobe at those locations?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
And you know what? As someone who does some thrifting on the side, it's sort of like my little side hustle. You can find a lot of good stuff in those places.
Now, I don't know if I have, but I think people can.
Yeah, other people.
Yeah, maybe not so much me. Yeah, I just wear a West Virginia hat and then a
pirate hat.
I was thinking about doing a TikTok about the fashions of sports radio. I think you'd be a good feature in that.
Oh, my. Shelby, don't tell that to Kale. You need to take that and make it your own. We don't want him getting any credit because that is a wonderful idea. Joe Starkey could be a five-part series in and of himself.
There's a TikTok series, I think it's out of Miami, where a woman essentially approaches these extremely well-dressed women in the Florida area, and they say, oh my gosh, what are you wearing? And they say, oh, I'm wearing, this bag is Hermes and my pants are Chanel. And I want to take that essentially and do it here in sports radio.
That is marvelous. You have to do it. I'll pay. If they're not going to pay, I'll pay it because we need that. We need that content going out.
All right. It's done.
Shelby, tell us a little bit about Trevor Katz.
Yeah, really excited for this story. He, I'm assuming, just graduated. If Fox Chapel's graduation has already happened, but he's a senior. He was a wrestler for a long time, and his family was also impacted by pediatric cancer several years ago. But since then, they have made it their absolute mission to make sure other families don't have to go through it.
Hit it, Callis.
Sharing the stories of remarkable young people in Western Pennsylvania, this is This Hits Different on 93.7 The Fan.
Fox Chapel senior wrestler Trevor Katz knows the toll cancer can take.
In 2003, my cousin Amy, she was 11 years old. She was diagnosed with chronic myelogenous leukemia, which is like typically found in adult males over 50. So for her to be diagnosed like at that age with that form of cancer, like the outlook wasn't great.
But he's also seen firsthand all of the fundraising for research and patient support works. Amy is now in remission and expecting her first baby, mostly thanks to Gleevec, a drug that was experimental when Amy was first diagnosed.
And all the research for Gleevec was funded by LLS, so we pretty much thank LLS for having my cousin Amy around still.
Since then, fundraising for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has been the Katz family mission. Trevor's father raised $106,000 in 2019, his sister $82,000 last year, another cousin raised $101,000. This year, it was Trevor's turn.
A lot of it's like just like kind of grassroots type of stuff spreading, but then we also got someone to donate. We had a connection at Lamar Advertising, and he donated billboards.
Those billboards, a charity concert, and the help of his teammates led to a whopping $250,000 in donations. It set an LLS record for student fundraising. Trevor designated that money to benefit patients with CML, the same cancer his cousin had. He also donated to the Dare to Dream Project, which works to develop child-appropriate cancer treatments.
Too often, the treatments they give to 4 and 5-year-olds are treatments that are developed for adults, and they just don't work the same for children, and they end up hurting them.
Trevor will attend Penn State next year, a fit for many reasons, not excluding they host Thon each year, the largest student-run philanthropy in the world, focused on fundraising for pediatric cancer. For now, he hopes he's leaving behind a legacy that inspires others to make a difference.
Everyone has a connection to cancer, especially. Maybe it's not blood cancer, but if you can see where you're supporting or what you're what your help is going to, then it helps raise a motivation inside of you. And I hope some kids did pick that up.
Shelby, a wonderful story. That was great. I also want to ask you where you've been the last 2 weeks, dude.
Yeah, I just got back from Greece and Germany. Had a nice 10 days out there. And then, you know, it was a horrendous travel experience. Fly at your own risk these days, I feel like. But the trip itself was wonderful. Had a great time exploring different types of areas, different cities, and happy to be back in Pittsburgh, though.
What happened with the flights?
A lot of delays. Air Canada's on my list a little bit. They might be on the flying blacklist with Spirit for me.
Wow.
We just had a lot of delays. We couldn't get over there in a timely fashion. It was a lot of, you know, being shoved into planes wherever they can fit us, and we made it. That's the bottom line. We made it. It's okay, and I was fine after a few tears in the terminal, but we're past it. We're past it.
I'm happy you're past it. I'm happy you had a good time. And thanks for coming on, Shelby. A fabulous story.
See you next week.
Thanks, Shelby.
All right, buddy. That's Shelby Cassese. Shelbs, we call her.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.